the rope be Venus. Life pours out images, the accidental, at once deleted when the purging mind detects their resonance as inessential. Yet these may leave some fruitful trace behind. Thus, on this painted mirror is projected the shield that rendered safe the Gorgon's head, a travesty. Yet even as reflected, the young face seems to strike us, if not dead, at least into an instantaneous winter, which life and reason can do nothing with, freezing the watcher and the painting into a single immobility of myth. But underneath the pigment's changeless weather, the artist only wanted to devise a posture that could show him altogether, face, shoulders, waist, delectable smooth thighs. So, with the faulty image as a start, we come at length to analyze and name the luminous darkness in the depths of art. The timelessness that holds us is the same as that of the transcendent sexual glance, and art grows brilliant in the light it sheds, direct or not, on the inhabitants of our imaginations and our beds.